Displaced people in South Sudan are living in dire conditions, according to the United Nations Humanitarian Office, OCHA. More than 231,000 people have been internally displaced in South Sudan since violence broke out on 15th December. Another 43,000 have fled into neighboring countries of Kenya, Uganda, Sudan, and Ethiopia. On Thursday, the UN Emergency Relief Coordinator Valerie Amos announced the allocation of $15 million to enable humanitarian agencies in South Sudan to meet the needs of people desperately seeking shelter and safety. UN agencies will use the funds to improve the living conditions in the IDP camps and also finance the use of air transport for medical evacuations and airlifting of relief workers to places that are inaccessible or too insecure to reach by road. Marixi Mikado from the UN Children's Agency UNICEF says the safety and well-being of women and children is of major concern as they constitute majority of those internally displaced.
Conditions at the camps in Juba are dire, but UNICEF is especially concerned about the situation at camps where we have much less access because of the intense fighting. Displaced populations, the majority of whom are women and children, face desperate shortages of food, water, and sanitation facilities. There are now 7 clinical cases of measles that have been reported at ID camps in Juba and 3 cases at Bentiu camp. UNICEF is working with partners to reach these displaced populations with emergency water, sanitation, hygiene, and nutrition services. A vaccination campaign together with the Ministry of Health, WHO, and other partners has already reached some 30,000 children under 15 years old at IDP camps in Juba with measles and polio vaccination, vitamin A, and deworming medication. We're now targeting another 37,000 children in Aweria County and Bentiu.
OCHA says at least 60,500 people have sought refuge in 10 UN bases in South Sudan. The United Nations has appealed for $166 million to be able to provide assistance to displaced in South Sudan between January and March 2014. Patrick Maigua, United Nations, Geneva.